All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Natalie Attic Nunez, and she is a beauty and fashion influencer on the Robe Life blog. She reviews products for her followers to let them know what the best is that's out there in beauty and skincare. She is also a baby photographer at Natalie Attic Photography, which she has been doing now for 7 years. So welcome to the show, Natalie.
Thank you, Tyler, for having me. I'm very excited.
Of course, me too. Grateful to have you on. So we like to get to know our guests like pretty quickly. So our first question, we go deep. First one is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
So I wouldn't say this is the best story. It was actually, I don't mean to get dark at such an early stage in our podcast, but it was a dark moment in my life. It would be a year. On March 6th, my mom passed away from cancer. And before, like, I would spend a lot of time with her in the hospital. And I would just look at her like she was bones. You know, she was a few days from dying. And she would just stare at the wall. And I would be like, Mom, what are you thinking about? And she's like, well, I just thinking about all the regrets I had in life, like what I didn't do and how I let people tell me what to do and what I cared what people thought. So after she died, it was like a wake-up call for me. I realized, you know what, our life isn't guaranteed. We, you know, if I was going to die today, would I look back and have the regrets that my mom had? So it was like, I'm not kidding, like a light bulb hit in my head. And I was like, I'm going to live my life to the fullest. I'm not going to take anything seriously, but I'm not going to hold grudges. I'm going to let things go. I'm going to live my life. And that's when I put my heart and soul even more into my blog and my Instagram account, and it just took off from there, because I was like, I want to, like, on my deathbed, I want to say to myself, you know what, I look back at my life and I did everything that I ever wanted to do and I have no regrets. So I tried to take like the positive out of negative situations, like what life lesson can I learn from this? And even though it's like such a sad thing that happened to me, at least my mom taught me to, like, you know what, Natalie, life is not guaranteed. And you need to live your life and love what you do and like put your heart and soul into everything. So it really like opened my eyes to, like, you know, just live your life and love what you do. So that's my little life lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you for just being willing to share that. And
yeah,
you know, I mean, I'm sure it was very difficult and it was, like you said, just like an eye opener.
Yeah.
So the next one I got for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
I would say to not compare yourself to other, and this would be in any business situation, to not compare yourself to other people, to other people's success. I feel like we're on our own journeys, each and every person. And I think we should be happy for others' success, and we shouldn't compare ourselves to others, because then we'll be so busy trying to just be like them and not be our own authentic self that we'll miss our own opportunity. And especially in my industry of like influencers and blogging, I hear it all the time. They're like, well, I can't believe I don't have this many followers and this person does, or I can't believe they got this deal and I didn't. We shouldn't think that way. We should be happy for them and also realize, you know what, if they got it, good for them, then maybe one day something great's gonna come my way. And just not compare ourselves, because everyone is so different. You just want to be your own authentic self, and that's how you'll grow your following and people will just be attracted to you rather than being someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. In general, I think just comparing yourself to others is definitely a bad idea.
Yeah.
And I'm curious too, if you wouldn't mind sharing some detailed tips of just like how you even were able to grow your Instagram and grow your blog. Cause I do think like a lot of people do want to achieve that. So like, what were like what were some things, like, do you do like SEO or like what type of things would you say are the biggest? Like, is it your pictures, the content? Yeah. Like, what's been the biggest thing to grow these things?
My best advice that I can give you, well, I'm a photographer, so all my content is shot with my camera. And I know for some people starting off, it's so hard to like, and if they don't even know how to use a professional camera, it's hard to get like those amazing pictures. So for me, it was easy because I was like, I said to myself, all my content's going to be shot professionally, even my looks. Like, I refuse to use my iPhone, but I know that some people do great with their iPhone as well. So I'm not saying don't do that because our phones take amazing pictures. But I feel like when brands reach out to me or I get DMs, they're like, I love your content, how it's edited, just all the product shots. So I feel like that's how I was able to grow, and being consistent as I try to post at least 6 days a week. Sometimes I'm even considering posting twice a day, but I still have to think about it since I'm juggling two businesses because it is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But I think that you have to be consistent. You can't just post once a week or once every couple of days or, you know, once a month, because you want your followers to know like, oh, she posts every day or every other day, and just look forward to your content and just not be like, oh, who is this person and why am I following them when they see your content every so often.
So it seems to me like for you, one of the biggest things is like definitely consistency, but not giving up quality. So like you haven't done two times a day yet, just because you don't believe yet with like your time that you have that you can.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I'm really glad you said it, just because like you hear like so many different things. Like from some people you hear like post as many times as you can a day, like 12, you know, and it's like, okay, well that's overwhelming.
It is.
Yeah. So there's a balance.
And has it ever happened to you where you'll be on your Instagram going through your feed and you're like, how many times does this person post? And you kind of get over it and you're like, do I really want to follow this person? Like, you don't want to
definitely
grow all this content in your followers base. And they're like, okay, she's overwhelming me.
And
you want to, yeah.
And I don't know how I think they change the algorithm all the time, but there's one thing that my company does is we do these like collaborative books where it's like 100 people in one book. And what I had, because I wanted to test this out. So what I did is I did like quote images with like, you know, the co-author's picture and then their quote. Uh-huh. And and we just leaked it out over like, it was only like a week. So I was posting like, it was like 12 a day or something.
Wow.
And I just noticed that like, I don't even think Instagram was like putting them out, or maybe the people that followed me were just like, all right, dude, we get it.
Like, they're like, okay. We got it the first couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah, so it definitely doesn't work. So I wouldn't even go on to say, I think quality, there's something to be said, like you want it to be authentic, but like, I do think quality is authentic, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, like, so I think that's good advice. So you're doing 6 times a week right now.
Sometimes I even do 7 when I'm like, okay, I need to post this product shop or a brand but I try to give myself a break.
Gotcha.
Because I also have my photography business, which is still successful. So I always give myself like a balance. I don't want to overwhelm myself either.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, we touched on a lot right there. My next one for you is, what's your best piece of overall business advice? So not necessarily industry specific. So have you got any more gems for us?
Yeah. I would say like patience. I know, gosh, I remember when I first started, I was like, why isn't my followers growing? And I focused so much on that. And it drove me crazy until one day I was like, I'm not going to look at my followers. I'm just going to post what comes out of my heart, what I love. And because really, I love photography and I love beauty and fashion. I'm just like, I'm just going to pour it out. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God, it's growing. I just figured out that I just had to let it go to the universe, let the universe do its job, and just make myself happy and not worry about followers and likes and all that stuff. And so like, I would say patience. And if for business overall, I would tell people, because I've always believed in this, do whatever makes your heart happy. Like that's how I started my photography business. And that's how I started my blog. I was like, this lights a fire within my soul. And I know I could turn this into my own business. And I know that I'll be happy doing it for the rest of my life. Cause I feel bad when I hear people tell me they're miserable in their job. I'm like, oh, I love what I do. And it sucks that you feel that way.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think for any real longevity, you need to like what you do. So sometimes what that means is like giving up the money for a little while. Yes. Like it's like taking a step back to go two steps forward.
Exactly.
So yeah, no, I agree. I cannot imagine doing something I don't enjoy. Literally.
Right?
So my next one for you is about your younger self. So if you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh my God, this one I had to like think about, because as I was like, as a young, like a kid, I always wanted to be an adult. I was like, I want to grow up already. Not that I hated being a kid. I love being a kid, but I wish I could just grab little Natalie and be like, you have the rest of your life to be an adult. Enjoy this time being a kid, because adulthood comes with bills and responsibilities and life. It just, you know, it gets hard. So I just want to tell little Natalie, have fun with your Barbies. Enjoy your little childhood life, because we have such a short time of being a kid, which sucks, because being a kid is awesome.
I agree.
Such a huge span of like the rest of our lives as adults with all this, you know, stress that comes with it. So I wish I could just tell Natalie, go eat those ribs and pizza and have fun and play with your Barbies and just enjoy like that carefree life. So that's
totally, yeah. And that's such on the show, that's a very like common answer. So it's what's cool is I like to find like the common threads of these. And that one that you just said is, it's like a lot of people as they get older, they're like, I wish I would have just like had more fun along the way and not stressed out, you know, so much, because it does. The universe, and I guess, I don't know if it's every time, but it does seem to me that the universe does end up taking care of you. Like as long as you keep moving forward, doing what you want to do, things tend to work out from my experience and from
what I totally agree. And I feel like, but I feel like some people are so negative. Mm-hmm. They feel like the world is so against them. I'm like, listen, if you're going to let the negativity come out, it's going to come right back at you. So you got to like,
yeah,
give out that positivity so the universe can give you that positivity back. So
true. And that is a perfect segue to the next question. Kind of down a different path. In your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
I would say the key to happiness for me, and I think it worked for everyone, is to understand that you're the only person that can make yourself happy. And it all starts with your mind and your mindset. If you wake up every day with a negative, like, I hate my job, I hate the way I look, I'm so fat, the world is against me, it's going to come to you. You're going to get all this negativity. It's not going to work out. If you wake up, like I wake up every day and I'm like, oh, I'm so blessed to be alive. Another day here on this earth. Like I'm happy. I'm excited for my day. Even if I don't want to work that day, I just say like, thank you God that I have work. I'm blessed. Like I just bring positivity in my life and it makes me so happy. And even if I catch myself sad or frowning, I smile because it just changes my attitude. So if people understand that it's your own mindset and it's a choice that you make for yourself, I feel like the world would be like a completely different place than what it is right now.
Oh yeah. And I think just at like a base minimum, like in this, I've kind of always been this way. I think it's come from parenting. Like I'm just grateful, like you said, just to be alive.
Yeah. You know
what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, that makes me like happy enough. Like I'm just grateful to have another day here.
Exactly.
And if you can just be grateful for that, just the bare minimum, just even, because I forget what the number is. Do you know Gary Vaynerchuk?
No, I don't. But now I have to Google.
Yeah, you have to check him out. But he says this one thing. He's about how like the chances of even being born, it's like, and I'm going to butcher the actual number, but it's like something like one in like a trillion or something.
Wow.
Like very like small chance that you're even born as who you are specifically. So just even knowing that, like the fact, you know, and he's kind of maybe funny about it. So he's like, you could have been a tree, like you could have been a piece of grass. So it's like, you know, just at that level of you, that should bring you like ungodly amounts of gratitude, just that you're actually a human, in my
that
opinion.
Amazing. But people don't see it that way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, if you can get there, I think you're on the right track. So my next one for you, thank you for answering that one. Next one is, what is the best book that you've read and what was the number one thing you learned from it?
So this book it's meant to read it like in parts for what works for your own life. But I don't know. I'm sure. I don't know if you know Louise Hay. Yeah. So her book, How You Can Heal Your Own Life. My friend Jo, she recommended it to me. She's like, you're going to love this book. So I bought it off Amazon, and I was going through it, and it was just such a beautiful book about self-love and how to love your own self and how to heal your own self, just through a positive mindset. And the back of her book, a few pages in the back, there's like a affirmation prayer that I religiously read every morning when I like pray and meditate.
Yeah.
And it's become just a part of my life. And I love that book so much. And that prayer is just so beautiful. It's just saying how we are filled with love. And once we release that love out into the world, it comes back to us multiplied. So I think it's just a great book that I feel like it's helped change my life.
Well, I'm sure it totally has. And the thing is too, is like, you're doing it, you said like every morning.
Every morning, yeah.
And that's the thing too. Like one way I think to increase your happiness level that has worked for me too, is just like actually writing down every morning, do it every night if you can, but just start with the mornings. Just what you're grateful for. Like there's this cool little book called The 5-Minute Journal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
You familiar with that?
Yeah.
That's so, yeah. So I'm friends with the two guys that put that together. Alex Icon's one of them. He's awesome. And he, either way, they put that book together and it just helped so much. Like I love that little book, and it's just like these simple little pages, just like three things you're grateful for in the morning. And then there's a couple other exercises, but just that alone. And if you really think about that, it takes like 2 minutes to write three things you're grateful for, like
I know
less. And that little tiny thing will actually like change your thoughts. Like if you start your day that way, like it's just like it brings more gratitude in because you're putting more focused energy towards what you're grateful for. So yeah, that's another thing I'd highly recommend. It doesn't have to be that book, like whatever you want, but just write three things you're grateful for and it will definitely have an impact.
There's also on Amazon called the Gratitude Journal, and it's the same thing. It's awesome. Yeah. I recommend people to get it, and I do it like every night. But when I wake up in the morning, I also say like, I just say, first thing I say is thank you for letting me be alive. Like another day. It's like, how amazing is that? There's tons of people that die every day. And I'm so lucky that I'm one of them that didn't, you know, I'm able to do what I need to do today.
Absolutely. And I think, and so the night thing too is so important too. There's something, and again, I don't know the science behind this, but if you do it at night, like whatever you're thinking or whatever you are doing right before you fall asleep, definitely does affect like what you dream or think of.
Yes, it goes into the subconscious mind. Yes.
Yeah. So if you do, you know, whether it's a meditation or whatever you want to do, like before you go to bed, like the last thing you do should definitely be something like positive.
A lot of people just right before bed are on their Instagram, and I'm like, just say what you're thankful for. And like what you said, just do that right before bed and it'll just go into your subconscious mind and you'll dream about it.
And then wake up and do it, you know? And then like, and then you can only imagine, right? Like then the middle, because if you do it at the beginning and the end, then the middle will probably be similar to the beginning and the end.
Exactly. So, no, it's true.
Love it. Okay. So the next one, what is your favorite quote and why?
So I believe in God, but you can, if you don't, whether you believe in God or the universe, I feel like this quote can kind of work for you. So when I would say it, I would say if God is for us, who can be against us? So you can kind of say if the universe is for us, who can be against us? I just love it because it took the fear out of my life. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not going to be scared because I have a higher power that's just protecting me and wants the best for me. Like, if, you know, as I said before, if you put positivity out, the universe will bring you positivity back. So just knowing that you're thankful for it, you know, it has your back. I feel like whatever higher power you believe in will always protect you. So that's like my favorite quote I always say. I used to say it to my mom when she was going through a rough time. I say it to myself sometimes. I'm like, gosh, I'm going through something hard, but you know what? I say my quote and then I feel good. So that's my favorite quote.
Love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, Natalie.
Oh my God, of course. Thank you for having me.
Yes. The last one I got for you, just before you go, is where can our listeners best connect with you online? And if there's anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about.
So you could find me on my Instagram at the Robe Life blog. I'm actually sitting in my robe right now. It is the Robe Life for me.
The true Robe Life.
It really is the Robe Life. I just don't call it that for fun. No. I am in my robe. And also my blog at therobelifeblog.com. And if you want to see my baby pictures that I also photograph, you could find me on Instagram at Natalie Attic Photography. So yeah, thank you for having me, Tyler.
Of course. And thank you again for coming on.